This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you have found yourself returning more of your online purchases during this pandemic. Why or why not? You have about 16 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back and wrap up the poll and get to all your messages. But first, as promised, here's the story about Microsoft's hybrid workplace dial. Now, Microsoft is planning to start reopening its Redmond and Seattle, Washington-based headquarters next week.
So they originally started encouraging employees to work from home more than a year ago, just as the pandemic began. And the company's main U.S. offices remain closed for months as a result. And this will start to change on March 29th with a limited reopening of Microsoft's headquarters in Redmond and Seattle. Employees who work at Redmond work sites or nearby campuses have the choice to return to those facilities or to continue working remotely, and also have the flexibility to do a combo of both. Microsoft says it's taking this gradual approach to be in line with local authority restrictions, and that the company has determined it can now safely accommodate more workers while sticking to Washington state capacity limits.
Yeah, this is the beginning of a reopening of Microsoft's offices as part of, like I mentioned, six stages that the company outlined last year. This, you know, coming back in stages, limited, is what they call stage four. They call it a soft opening to allow more employees back. Stage five moves offices into open with restrictions before stage six, which is fully open without restrictions. Alongside this reopening, Microsoft is also focusing on a hybrid workplace as it anticipates a continued demand for remote working and flexibility among its own employees and elsewhere.
All right. They're releasing a 2021 version of its Work Trend Index, a report that includes data and research on how employees and businesses are responding to the pandemic. They found that 73% of workers surveyed want to continue with flexible remote work. Microsoft itself now considers working from home part-time as standard for employees, and the company is looking into new ways of using technology to bridge the gap between remote work and traditional offices, as you should as a tech company. They've reportedly pulled together a group of Microsoft researchers, engineers, and real estate and facilities experts to prototype hybrid meeting spaces at their Redmond, Washington, and UK campuses. The group is investigating different meeting configurations and technologies like multiple screens, cameras, and mixed reality scenarios to understand the most effective, inclusive setup for hybrid work.
Yeah, so this work is really still early stages, but Microsoft is also prototyping, tweaking existing tech to help with meetings and remote work, and even improving Microsoft Teams to bridge this gap. That may well involve turning all of the screens in your home into Teams-capable devices to allow home workers to see employees on the big screen. Microsoft has also hinted that this type of concept during, their Ignite event earlier this month. They say they don't know how far off a new normal is, but they are adapting to a new way of working with an expanded understanding of flexibility. And they add that, you know, we now know that there are thousands of ways to work. In the last year, employees everywhere have shown us what is possible, what's not possible. So we've got to embrace this flexibility because it's essential to maintaining work-life balance.
Right. You know, so this whole idea of a big screen looking at workers at home, I don't know about that.
Not working at home. So from home, you can actually see what's happening in the office.
So that way.
But I like the fact that they actually had planned this out, and they did this very early on in the pandemic. There are six stages, right?
They're hybrid. Stage four now.
So the first stage, of course, is when everything was closed. Stage two was when it's mandatory to work from home. So, you know, when it was closed, maybe some people didn't have to do much, but then it came a point where you have to be working from home. And then stage three is when work from home was strong. Encourage. Now we're at stage four will happen next week on the 29th, where they have a soft opening and then they're open with restrictions and then they're fully open, right? But I like the fact that they have just outrightly said that part-time work from home is now the standard. And moving forward, it's going to be a hybrid plan, but you know, how, and you have the option to choose as well, whether you want to work from home, whether you want to go into the office, whether you want to do a mixture of both. You have that flexibility, you know.
And in the way, you also save costs because you probably don't need as much real estate, right? I can see like hot desks, and where you, if you are coming in, you book the hot desk sort of thing. I think that sort of, then you actually save, you know, on fixed costs, right? That way.
Yeah. So. But I like the way they say that, you know, you need to embrace this flexibility, and they're working on different kind of tech and different kind of processes to allow their workers to do this, their employees to do this, right? But they've actually just come out and said that you have to embrace this kind of flexibility because it is so important to maintaining work-life balance, especially in the conditions that we're in right during this pandemic. Yeah, brilliant stuff. You know, hopefully that we can see more of, you know, more organizations here do the same as well. Of course, you know, just to wrap up the show today, we are asking you if you have found yourself returning more of your online purchases during the pandemic. Why or why not? Frida, let's wrap up the poll.
Right. Okay. The final tally is that yes, 27.5%. No, 35.8%. I don't return purchases at 26.7%. And I don't shop online at 10%.
Yes. Over on Instagram, 32% say yes, 68% say no. Just a couple of messages to read. Let me just scroll down. We've got Sandip Mitra who says wrong measurements or items. So I guess then you're going to have to return it, I guess. And Lily says vendors and delivery partners are getting more familiar and efficient due to higher volume of returns. Over on Twitter, we have a couple of quick ones just to read through.
Right, okay. From Motors2711, thankfully, no. Angie Tan, never. As it's so troublesome, I'll just write feedback of the product. I will never shop from that shop again. Chun Wei, 78 says, I only buy what I need.
You're just like Frida Liu. A savvy consumer.
I don't know if I buy what I need, you know, but it's just that, you know.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to have to sit down and tell you how to do this return.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Or I just pass my product to your husband.
To do the return
that's
for you?
Right.
I don't know if
and
that's part of the deal.
And mask it as your product.
Thank you, everyone, for sending us your messages and participating in our poll as well. Of course, that was our top story. To return or not to return? That has been the question during the pandemic. We then moved on to a story about how IBM has bid farewell to Cyberjaya. They're closing down their global delivery center in Cyberjaya this May. And finally, that story about
Microsoft with their new hybrid way of working and how they're gradually letting people back to work.
Exactly. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes or Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Frida and myself will be back same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. But coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, Roshan spoke to the CEO of Stashaway. So stay tuned for that. But for now, here's Rooney with When Did Your Heart Go Missing? Have an excellent hump day, everyone. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.